Monica McDaniel didn't grow up with theater, and she hasn't seen much theater as an adult, so even she can't quite answer, looking back 7 or 8 years, why she thought about writing her first play.
I was sitting at a family member's house watching TV. I was like, what'd you think if I do a play? I feel like God gives me something, and I go with it.
Faith is an ever-present guiding light for McDaniel. The Asheville native has raised a daughter alone since her birth, found a calling in childcare, processed the pain of her mother's death, and weathered a recent threat of homelessness, all, she says, under a divine plan. And that higher purpose also extends to her poetry, her short stories, and most recently, her theatrical plays.
Listen, Pastor, I have to do this on my own. I can't allow my girls to see me like this.
So let me help you.
Help me. Pastor, you have no idea what it feels like to be addicted to heroin.
Her newest play is Left Behind Reflection. It's a retelling with a new twist of a gospel-tinged play she wrote several years ago about a teenage girl's battle with heroin addiction. The rehearsal you're hearing is leading to performances in December at the 35 Below space at Asheville Community Theater.
I need
God comes out big in my plays. Even when people don't realize that's the direction I'm going in, that's the direction I'm going in.
McDaniel was raised in Asheville's Shiloh neighborhood. She bounced from AB Tech to Mars Hill University and Haywood Community College. And when she found a job in childcare, she mainly appreciated having weekends off. She's now 20 years into that career. And through it all, McDaniel has written.
I always wrote about love and passion and affection. It's either really raw or I'm just crying a river about something.
McDaniel said her mother always championed her writing, and it wasn't long after her mother died 12 years ago that she came up with the story behind her first play. She had no guide or role model for how to write a play. She simply had a calling.
I feel it was divinely inspired. I actually laid in bed one night and just talked the whole play through and just had to put it on paper. When you have Google, Google will guide you through everything. I knew how to write it. It's like putting it together and actually doing it.
McDaniel cast family and friends in her first play, and McDaniel angered them enough during rehearsals that half the cast quit before the one and only performance. Today, she looks to cast people she knows, but not too well, before even beginning the writing process.
I had to find the people so I could write around their personality. That's how I write. To know them is to write what would he say and how would he say it. And even though I wrote the play one way, the cast and I have recreated so that they could bring out their personalities within the play.
McDaniel recently wrote a play for the Fletcher author James Blount, adapting his novel Whatever Happened to Charlie Boy, and she has plans next year to write a play steeped into the Me Too movement.
If I could live off my writing today, that's all I would do is write. I feel like I'm 40. I want to step out the box more and do more with my writing. It's like I have to keep grinding in order for my name to continue to be out there for people to know who I am and what I'm capable of doing.
Left Behind Reflection opens November 30th and runs through December 7th at Asheville Community Theater's 35 Below space. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.